All right. Welcome in to Toilets to Titles, episode number 64. Surprising for me to say this, but this is actually going to be our first post-NFL draft dynasty startup mock. So it's been quite some time. We got rookie heavy. We even got into IDP only rookie mock, but now we're getting back into the dynasty zone. So I'm looking forward to this episode because I've been working on some rankings. I'm really excited to get mocking. So with me this evening, I got a bunch of members from the Toilets to Titles crew. Let me introduce them one at a time. To my right, if you're watching at home this way, all right, my guy, the Frito Bandito himself, Richard Gonzalez at R Gonzalez RM. What's happening, Rich?
Great night, man. Just got back from a date night with my wife, so feeling good and ready to do a mock.
Where'd you go?
We went to a little Mexican place, just ate our traditional. My wife got her little margarita going on and everything. I stayed away from alcohol tonight, so I'm good.
Ooh. Mamacita margarita, right?
There you go.
That's what's that song with Cardi B? You know what I mean?
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Hell yeah. Rich, I'm ready to mock with you, man. And then directly below me, cousin Joe. Joe at Joe J underscore Clark on the Twitter. Joe, what's cooking?
Hey, everyone. Everything's going well. Looking forward to my first mock here with the Toilet to Title crew. Night's going well. It's not as exciting as Rich's. We ordered Chinese food in, and I took a little nap to prepare for this. I wanted to make sure that I was all fresh for this, and hopefully I don't make too much of an ass out of myself.
Man, so I respect what you're doing. The way we kind of – with these mocks and stuff like that, like we kind of have a usual crew for episodes and it's the summer. So, you know, some people are going away. Some people have things going on. Some people are hit or miss. So every now and then, you know, we got guys, you know, hopping on and, but with the mocks generally it's open to everybody. And I put it out there. We're going to be doing a dynasty mock. Joe, you said you were available. I don't think you're all too comfortable with dynasty. I don't think you're all too comfortable with mocks, but you were willing. And I respect that. You're jumping in both feet.
I usually do surprisingly well as a beginner. Beginner's luck type of thing. Oh, well, so like ignorance is bliss. It usually works for me.
Hell yeah. More ways than one, man. In more ways than one. All right. In the background, we got Dirty Jobs himself. He's going to be running this thing and helping out because Justin is away this evening. He just popped in on the video feed, but he'll be running all the background stuff. That's at Dirty Jobs 21. And then my main man, I feel like we haven't been on a show together in a long time, man. One of the original members, Toilets to Titles, one of the main co-hosts here, the Dirt Man at Nate underscore Dirt 19. Nate, what's cooking?
Not much, man. It's Wednesday. It feels like it should be later in the week, but you know, we're living the dream, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm pretty excited. I've been waiting all day for it, so it's I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun,
man. When we have like when we're a little more skilled. Oh, Matt, what's happening, Matt? Another Toilets to Titles member just dropping in. So now, if you're listening at home, you're on Podbean or Apple Podcasts, and you're not watching on YouTube, you don't get to see all this stuff. Andrew Campy, Patreon members in here, coach with the new camera. Thank you, Andrew. I had to do it, man. I had to get the new camera, and I had to get it hardwired because I couldn't deal with the internet cutting out on me. But, man, Nate, once we get better at video editing, once we have, like, all this kind of technical stuff, we need to go back and watch every episode that you've been a part of and do, a collage or montage, rather, of all the different hotels you've been in while we've been recording, man. You've recorded from hotels probably 75% of the time you've been on the show.
It's so much easier, you know? I mean, I miss being home, you know, with the wife and this and my son, but, you know, I'm pretty bored from, we get done with class at 3 o'clock and I pretty much just sit around and, you know, there's not much going on. So, it's, you know, it's a lot easier to do it here.
Man, you must be getting a lot of Marriott reward points.
I think that's what it is. I don't know. They sent it to my email. I don't even really pay attention to them.
You're going to be taking this all out. In a few years, we're going to have a big old lash somewhere on all the Nate's Marriott reward points.
I only got two more stints after this. Well, I have one more week here, and then only have to come two more times, and my apprenticeship will be over, so I don't have to worry about it anymore. So
Nate's growing up. Right before our eyes. Yeah. All right, everybody. We do have a guest on tonight. Before we bring that guest on, I just want to go through some of the formalities. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Toilets to Titles. I didn't mention my Twitter handle. It's at Coach Sheps. you're watching at home on our YouTube channel, you can see that in there. How you can listen to the show, we're on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, and we have two Facebook groups. One is the Toilets Titles Facebook group, and then one is When a Family Breaks. It's basically a sports cards, buy, sell, trade, and breaks. We do Razzes, all sorts of stuff. We got a lot of memorabilia in there. So you can check those out. You can find us on there. We would really appreciate it if you go to our YouTube channel, regardless of how you're watching us. That YouTube channel will be in the show notes. You can find it on our Twitter handle, whatever. We share it every week. Go to our YouTube page. I think we're at 213 subscribers right now. So we're 2 from 215. And I don't know, for some reason that feels like a big number to me. So that's the next big number. We could really use 2 subscribers real soon. Hit the like button on, you know, maybe go back a few episodes, hit some multiple like buttons. That just helps us out with the algorithm pushing us through so that one time, you know, in the future, maybe we can become somebody, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's in our future, but another way you can help us out, go to Apple Podcasts. If you listen that way, give us a review, 5 stars, something cool. And if you want to get to the Frankenstank League, that is an easy way to get in. Throw us a 5-star review. You can get in. If it's real good, hell, we might even let you get in for free. That's $25 value. Also, now we have a Patreon account. It's patreon.com/toiletsandtitles. The first tier is $3 a month. It gets you into the T2T team group chat. Right now it's on WhatsApp. I'm sorry, GroupMe. Or one of the two, one of those groups, but we're going to finalize that and pick something we're all comfortable with, but that's what it's on right now. Tier 2 is $5 a month. That gets you early access to our waiver wire episodes in season, gets you entry into our Frankenstank League, gets you into the group chat. Finally, Tier 3, it's $10 per month, gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody on the T2T roster, anybody you want. Say, hey, Nate, check this roster out. Tell me what you think. Nate will be like, that's great, man. This is what I think. You don't have enough Darius Geis shares. That's what Nate will think. Also, it gets you free entry into our Frankenstank League. That's a $25 value. So, man, you do like one – you can do Patreon for 1 month, $10, get in Frankenstank, and then dip. And that saves you $15, man. I don't know if you should do that. That's not very ethical, but you could do that. All right? That's just something you could do. It gets you also into our group chat. Get you early access to our waiver wire episodes. Speaking of Frankenstank, man, it's 36 teams. It's got 3 12-team divisions. Last year it was 1 14-team division. 3 copies of each player. It's a vampire-style format with a twist. Well, a lot of twists, but the main twist is you're building Frankenstein's monster, so you can't just pick 8 quarterbacks every week, you know, if you know vampire. If you don't know vampire style, means once you win, you could pick a player from the other team's roster, but you got to replace him with somebody from your roster. But you can't, you got to, you know, you can only have, if your starting roster requirements are 2 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, you can only take 2 quarterbacks and 2 running backs. And once you've built that monster, you can't take no more. There's a lot of cool, you know, scoring bonuses. I think there's only 18 spots filled. So there's 18 spots available. You can get in with Patreon, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, send it to us. You know, all that good stuff will get you in there. And that's it for Frankenstank. That's it for formalities. Now it's time. We've left our guest waiting. That's not very cool of us. So I'm going to bring him in now without any further ado. And you know him very well. It's Joshua from FusionFFB.com at @generally_aware. Joshua, what's happening?
Hello, hello. Welcome. Thanks.
I had to leave you waiting because I wanted to – I know, like, you're a thinker, man. And I feel like we're going to get the most out of you for this episode if we left you in the green room, you know, for extra time so it could really marinate. This mock would really marinate in that brain of yours.
No, the preparation's done already, man. Come on.
Yeah, true. Very true. Well, Josh, if you are familiar with the show, then you know, Josh is a friend of the show. He's in Frankenstank. He's going to be in it again this year. And he's been gracious enough to let us put, you know, some of our articles on his website. And also last year we did rankings with him. You know, he does rankings on his website. He allowed us to come on and put our rankings on there. We're going to be doing that again this year. So Joshua, why don't you talk a little bit about your website, what you got going on there, what people can find there.
Yeah. FusionFFB.com. You guys, a bunch of you have articles up there. Justin, Matt, I think had one, Ben had one. So anything like that. And then, yeah, you guys were nice enough. You let me jump in and get involved. And we all did ranks, the four of us, I should say, at the time.
Yeah.
The spreadsheet got much wider this year. There's about like seven or eight of us now.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting. We're still all working on it. We're going to be kind of dry running our dynasty ranks here tonight, each of us getting a chance to put them into practice. So those will eventually be showing up on the website as well. If you go up to rankings, and it'll be up there in the combined.
I like it. Here's a little tease. So you can freeze frame this video rankings right there. Go ahead, freeze frame that video, zoom in, and that's our QB rankings right there. Some of us have completed. Nate's got some work to do. Nate's ranked
no,
about
QB's done. Quarterbacks. I
Aaron
finished
Rodgers
it.
This is one.
No, oh come on now. I just finished it actually.
Oh, yeah.
My quarterbacks.
He waited. He's like that guy who puts the waiver wire bid in right before, the waiver wire is about to run and snipes you. I like it. All right, let's get the draft in very shortly. I do want to mention one more thing. We're doing a Trey Lance signed mini helmet giveaway. The way to enter is donate a minimum of $2 to the Tim Tebow Foundation, which fights human trafficking. Once we hit $200 donated, then we're going to randomize a winner with random.org. The way to enter, though, pay that $2, send us a copy of, anything, a screen cap saying that you made that donation, and then also send us a screen cap showing that you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. Boom, you're entered again. Once we get to $200, then we'll use random.org. We'll ship it out to you, and it's a cool piece of memorabilia that you can put up somewhere as a conversation piece, and you can also say, I did something good. Maybe I help somebody. You know what I mean? So that's what we got going on with that. So now, I think we're ready for this Dynasty Startup mock. Joe, the newest member of the Toilets of Titles crew, we're throwing him in the water, and he's ready. He's got his swimmies on. He's picking first overall, but I do need to say this is going to be 10 rounds. It's 12 teams. It's super flex. We're each picking for two teams. If you've been listening to the show, you know the drill. It's the way we do it. And each team's different. Okay. So all of these teams are different. If you own two of them, you can have two different strategies, but you can't lump them together. If you're successful with one and not successful with the other, well, then you're batting 500. All right. So, Joe, your first team is on the clock. Where are we going?
Okay. Well, I think conventional wisdom. Like I said, I'm usually used to traditional fantasy drafts, and I've heard you guys talk a little bit, follow some of your shows. I know this is a QB heavy, so it sounds like the conventional wisdom would be Mahomes, but I was also told to look ahead. So I'm going to think I'm going to throw the draft in a little bit of a tizzy, and I'm actually going to go with Lamar Jackson. I think they're finally getting receivers. I think he actually is a good passing quarterback. So I think he'll be running and passing for touchdowns over the next few years. Looking into my magic eight ball.
I like this guy.
Lamar Jackson is off the board. And I will tell you this. The highest he right now in our rankings.
I don't want to hear. Don't tell me the score.
No, his average is four. He moved up to three.
You said the highest. Sorry, I think I'm the highest at three.
No, you have him. Oh, maybe you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. You have him at three. Rich has him at three, and Ben has him at three. So you're not that far off, Joe. You are not that far off. All right. So we're splitting hairs here. All right, Lamar Jackson. I like it. A good way to start. There's somebody. Just so you know, if someone's clicking in the background, we're hearing it. So I don't not sure if someone's clicking away, updating your rankings. Just be careful with that. Rich, you are next on the clock with the second overall pick.
Yes. And just on any time super flex, I always go the odd way out, and I will be drafting my number one running back off the board, and that would be Christian McCaffrey.
Man, what a start. Christian McCaffrey's off the board. Lamar Jackson's off the board. Who's third? So no third overall home. Right here. Oh, man, I'm third.
They won't let us make our picks.
Oh, it must be frozen. You know what? So Nate, usually we have Justin running the sleeper app, and he's gotten pretty comfortable with this, but he even had a few hiccups. But so everybody know, Nate has picked up the slack. He's running the sleeper app this evening. So there might be a few hiccups, but right now I know that the first selection was Joseph, and Nate, you're going to be inputting that pick. You're going to be putting Lamar Jackson in for him. And then once
that's not letting me do that.
It's not letting you do that.
Click right on the pick on the square.
That's what that clicking noise was. Nate's hitting
it. Yeah, sorry, my bad. I'll mute it here in a second.
Cool.
Maybe the system was so shocked I drafted Lamar Jackson first.
The system, the simulation.
It refused.
There he goes. Lamar Jackson's off the board. You really messed up the matrix there, Joseph.
That's right. That's what I'm here for.
All right. So throw me Patty Mahomes, third overall. I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you very much. Nate put that in. And then, Nate, every time I see your sleeper nickname, it just makes me giggle. Especially since now I know the true story behind that will not be revealed. Maybe that'll be revealed if you're a Patreon member. but
there you go.
So Nate, after you put Patrick Mahomes in there for me, you are up with the fourth overall selection. I know where he's going. I know where Nate's going. Everyone knows what you're picking, Nate.
Is it that obvious?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I know Mike's going to be upset because he's coming up pretty quick, but he's my overall quarterback number two. I even think maybe a little tease here. I think this year I may have him number one for just the redraft. But Josh Allen.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. That's your boy. So three quarterbacks off the board, but we have one running back. That's Christian McCaffrey. The fifth pick is on the clock, and that is Joshua with your first team. We've kept you waiting. Go ahead.
Well, let me take my quarterback two with the fifth pick. We're going with a Dak Prescott.
Love it. Love it. Quarterback two, get Dak. Dak's going to ball this year. Who do you think is going to be the wide receiver one in Dallas this year? 1 year. Cooper?
Still Cooper. Still one more year, at least, of Amari here.
So there goes Dak. Got something. All right. So now Mike D, Dirty Jobs, he just went Dalvin Cook. You're not going to hear his analysis because Mike's running all the background stuff. So, again, this is YouTube-specific stuff. It's very important. And he's running all that. So thank you, Mike. Mike took Dalvin Cook. So now we got two running backs off the board. So Dalvin Cook and McCaffrey next on the clock with the seventh selection. We're now getting into our second teams. Rich, your second team is on the clock.
Yeah, with the second team, I'm going to keep the run going on running backs. And I'm going to go Dynasty Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is off the board. We don't play zero running back. Plus, the titles doesn't do zero running back, okay? It's not in our nature. It's not in our blood. All right, Joshua, your second team. It's on the clock.
Just making this easy on me. It's Saquon. He's my running back, too. So I'll take it on this team, too.
We're on a running back run. A run of running backs. There goes Saquon. And now, Nate, your second team is on the clock. I have an inkling where he's going, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's like I said, I'm just kind of like, it's too obvious, I think, what I'm going to do because it's like the same thing every time. My RB1B, I guess, thought about going quarterback here with this team, but I don't think this guy will make it back to me. I have pretty high hopes for him this year and beyond. So it's tough to take him over Henry or Kamara, but Nick Chubb. Like I said, I'm all over him, and I'll be on that hill all year. So if anybody wants to join me, come on down. Or I guess come on
down. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think his best football is ahead of him. You know what I mean? He's around the same age. You know, I think of Barkley, Zeke, you know, around the age of those guys. But I think, you know, it's possible we've seen the peak of some of those guys that are his age. And with him, I think he's still ascending. You know, I still think he has plenty of miles left in those tires. So I like it. The best football is ahead of Nick Chubb. I'm on the clock. I got to stay true to my board, true to my rankings that you guys will see at FusionFFB.com very shortly. And it's two quarterbacks I have very close. But this guy, I have one spot ahead of him, and I am going to go with him, and that's Justin Herbert. Give me Justin Herbert at the 110. And I got a quarterback I really like for a long time, I am hoping. So next on the clock, Dirty Jobs, second team. Throwing it in the chat. That's his next guy, Kyler Murray. So he went Murray. That's my two guys I had back to back. I have Herbert 4 and I have Kyler Murray 5. So that's that. Mike puts him in. So Nate, throw Kyler Murray in there. And then to wrap up the first round, Joe, your second team is on the clock.
And my two picks, Herbert and Murray, were just sniped for me.
Man, that would have been a great stack right there.
Let's see. So let's see what I'm going to do. All right. I will go. You know what? I'm going to need a QB. I'm not crazy about any of these guys. But you know what? I will go him. And then for the second pick.
Who's him? People are listening at home.
Sorry, it's Russell Wilson. And I'm not crazy about the pick, but all the quarterbacks that I like were gone. Let's see. And then over here, I'm going to, on a snake turnaround here, I'm going to go with, even though he's not playing with Drew Brees anymore,
Michael Kamara. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alvin Kamara is off the board. I like where Russell Wilson's at. Honestly, I feel like Russell Wilson is at his point in his career where Rodgers was about 3 or 4 years ago. Like, I think he's going into like a next level of his career. I think he's going to be fine. All right. Mike just went with Trevor Lawrence. So Trevor Lawrence is off the board, and that is completely fine with me. Matt, I see you. I see you, Matt. I see you up here in the comments. We need a bathroom bet on Nick Chubb. Let me know what you're thinking. We probably have bathroom bets up there with Nick Chubb. Throw it in the comments, and I'll let you know if I agree. All right. I already did. I already took Zeke over Barkley. I threw that out there. I knew I took the underdog. I love the underdog. I know everyone's expecting Barkley, just like everyone expected Miles Sanders to outscore David Montgomery last year. Didn't happen. All right. So let me know what you want on this Nick Chubb bet. All right. So Justin Herbert, I went in the first round with my second team. I'm on the clock. Give me Joe Burrow. I'm going to take Joe Burrow. I'm going to stack him with Justin Herbert. I'm real young at quarterback. I got two guys who are going to be throwing the ball about 50 times a game. And I'm pretty happy about that. So my second team has Herbert and Burrow. And just so you guys know at home, Burrow is my dynasty quarterback 6. All right. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. After that, Nate, your second team is on the clock. Go ahead.
So I think I have to go quarterback here just because it's kind of going to dry up pretty quick. There's a couple guys I like here. But if I'm going to stay true to my rankings, I guess I'll just take my guy, Mr. Aaron Rodgers. I think, like we said kind of before the show, I mean, I know he's up there in age, but still think he'll be in Green Bay this year. And I think that he's got a couple of years left in the tank, and I can, you know, hopefully do well enough to draft somebody next year and make some trades. So
do well enough to draft somebody. If you want to draft somebody real good, you might have to stink.
Well, yeah. The quarterbacks aren't very good in this next class, so I don't really care anyways, I guess. I'll shoot for 2 years down the road.
There you go. I like that. That works. All right, Joshua, you went with Barkley in the first. Where are you going in the second?
Well, you guys have taken a bunch of the top quarterbacks and even reached a little on a couple of them. So I think I'm going to scoop up some value here. I'm kind of debating between these two guys. Let me just double check. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm surprised you didn't take Zeke, but I'm not going to go. No, I don't think I'm going to go that way. I'll go with the. I'm going to double up on the running backs. We're just going to win it all this year with this team.
Man, running back heavy. I love it, man. I love wide receivers are falling off trees right now. There's no need to reach for them. No need. I love it. Quarterbacks and running backs. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see a tight end go before the first wide receiver gets taken. And all right, so Jonathan Taylor, who's up right now? We have, all right, Rich, you want Jonathan Taylor in the first. Where are you going in the second?
Yeah, it's very easy for me. I think he's going to have a great season this year. From your loved Cowboys, I'm going to be going with Zeke Elliott here, man.
Love
him. Team him up with Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor, Ezekiel Elliott. They're going to get lots of carries. All right, so running back heavy. We got teams with these running back stacks. All right, Mike. Mike, I really wish, if you are available and you want to chime in, you just went to Sean Watson, or throw it in the comments and I'll read it. What are your thoughts? You think he plays this year? Is this more of a long-term play? I'm interested. Him going in the second round, he's worth it via skill set. So you don't think he plays this year. So this is a long-term thing. So even with him not playing this season, you think Watson – oh, I do think. I am so sorry. I read that wrong. So he thinks – where do you think he plays this year, Mike? Broncos. Is the Broncos or Houston? He thinks he stays in Houston. All right. So he thinks Watson plays this year, and Watson's in the second round. So there you have it. So don't be scared. Don't be shook because Mike's not. Mike gets the dirty jobs done, man. Oh, he's got a sad face. He threw a sad face at me about the Broncos because I think he's the number one Broncos fan. I think he was really like him there. All right, so after Mike, we go back to Joshua. Your first team is on the clock. You want Prescott in the first. Where are you going in the second?
I'm going to reach a little bit, but I don't think, because I think he's going to probably finish points ahead of a few of these. I'm going to go Jalen Hurts, quarterback.
Jalen Hurts. I don't even have him on my rankings. I lied. I do.
Josh, I got a question real quick about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
You think Philly, you know, since Howie's really good at doing football things, like they're gonna be true to Hurts for like at least a year? Or I mean, like, because I really don't think they are. I mean, they talked about drafting a quarterback this year.
I think they're gonna try, and I think he's gonna put up fantasy points. Worst case, yeah, they're gonna have a really hard time not continuing to play him. I could see a case where it's like in 2 years from now, the fans are upset with him, kind of like a Dak thing, where they're like, we're not winning, but even though the team's offense is doing decent. But for fantasy, I think it'll be fine, at least for 2 years here.
You know, I think everyone's trying to find the next Ryan Tannehill, you know, and I could see Hurts, you know, being the type of guy who, just because Philly's kind of a mess right now, you know, in a year or two ending up somewhere else, you know, being like somebody else's gold, like being Philly's garbage, somebody else picks him up and they realize, wow, he is good at football, and they give him a shot. I'm more worried about Philadelphia than I am worried about Hurts, and I think that's the same way Nate feels. Am I right, Nate?
He can be kind of like Deshaun Watson.
Right, right. All right, so there. Nate, your first team is on the clock. You want Josh Allen in the first. Where are you going?
Well, I'm going with a running back, and I'm looking, trying to think here. I'm trying to, like, look, and my computer's not really showing me everybody.
I just hope you don't see this guy.
I'm going to take – I guess that's what I'll do. I'm a little confused for a second. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I think where I'm going to go, I just signed a contract, and I think he's got 2 years there. Like I said, I guess I'll be a homer and take Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones is off the board. So now I'm on the clock. I went Mahomes in the first. I'll be back up in 1, 2, 3, 4. So 5 picks. I don't feel like I need to go quarterback here because I feel like there's a little bit of a teardrop after those selections. So I think – but I also feel like I'm reaching on this running back prospect, but I like him. So now my thoughts are there's a teardrop in quarterbacks. I can wait. I still want that second guy, but I can wait. We're also getting close to a teardrop in running backs, and I think there's more of a cliff there than there is a quarterback, and I also feel like I can wait a wide receiver. So I'm going to pair Patrick Mahomes with Antonio Gibson. Antonio Gibson is actually my dynasty running back 8. So I'm going to throw Antonio Gibson in there. Might be a little bit of a reach, but I reached on him last year in dynasty rookie draft in May. I took him with the 12th overall selection in the first round when no one was taking him outside of the second. So I reached on him and it worked for me. I'm reaching on him here and I'm hoping it works out again. Rich, you're on the clock. Your first team. With your first selection, you took McCaffrey. Where are you going now?
Yeah, I'm going with his twin future running back situation, Mr. Cam Akers, with the team built around him with Matthew Stafford there. He's going to have an awesome season.
Second year running backs are so hot right now. All right. Joe, your first team is on the clock. You want Jackson in the first. You're back up. Where are we going?
All right. I'm snaking, huh? Yeah, I've got some nice choices that I like, and these aren't proven products, especially the one I'm about to pick. But I believe in the guy, and I believe in the team that he's in, and they're a team that loves to run the ball. And I'm going to go – well, you know what? Before I do that, let me take the guy who I think is more worthy of being picked right now. I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill.
Okay, wide receiver made it. So wide receiver went in the second round. So didn't last till the third. All right, Tyreek Hill's off the board.
And then for my second pick, it's a close one. It's a close one, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go with Najee Harris. Thinking ahead, 3 years down the road, right? Najee Harris. Pittsburgh loves to run the ball. They're a competent team.
I like it. That's my dynasty running back 14 right there. I like it. Good value there in the third round.
Quarterback can't throw. Good to go.
Yeah, they can't throw at all. All right, Rich, your first team is on the clock. You want McCaffrey, Akers. Where are we going now?
Yeah, I was liking Harris there too, but since he got picked, I am going J.K. Dobbins, another stud running back that's going to be in a running back-themed game.
Mm-hmm. That was my other option too.
All right, so I'm up. What do I do here? Do I go quarterback or do I wait with this team? All right, man, this is tough. My dynasty wide receiver 2 is available, and I think I'm going to go there because I think I might be able to get a quarterback a little later on. I already got Patrick Mahomes, so let me go A.J. Brown. I'll get myself a wide receiver. I got Mahomes. I got Gibson. I got A.J. Brown. And now it goes to Nate. Nate's on the clock with his first team. Allen, Aaron Jones, who's next?
Well, I think I'll just go with what I thought about first. I said I liked what I saw last year out of him. I'm not real sure what's going to happen with their new quarterback, new head coach. But I said he was a monster at Georgia. I think DeAndre Swift's going to continue to perform, and Motor City Dan Campbell's going to have fun with him.
I really hope these second-year running backs ascend like we expect them to, because all of their situations are a little iffy. You know, like Akers, just because how it goes over there with the Rams. Swift, because it's the Lions. And then Dobbins, they just re-upped with Gus Edwards. But they all should be the feature back in their offense. And we all see it. Like, their teammates see it. Just feed these guys the ball and give us what we want. Give us, as the fans, what we want. All right, so Nate selected. Next, we have Joshua, your first team. Your first team so far looks like Prescott, Hurts. Who's next?
Yeah, I'm not letting up, guys. And I'm going to go outside my own ranks a little bit, but it's because I'm going for value, and I really want to make it hurt for you guys. So I'm going with Justin Fields here.
3 quarterbacks. This is so now, if this was a real league, you really got yourself some trade bait as well, because someone is going to shoot themselves in the foot and not have
Matt Nagy
quarterback. You know what I mean? And you're going to
probably be my other team.
Probably your other team. So you have an instant trade partner. All right. I like it. All right. Next on the clock, Mike went with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So he's got Dalvin Cook, Deshaun Watson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, another second-year running back. They are falling off the board. All right, so the 7th team on the clock. Rich, it's your second team. You got Jonathan Taylor, and you got Ezekiel Elliott. Where are we going next? Rich is muted. Start over.
Sorry about that, fellas. I'm going QB here. I think this QB this year should be ranked in the top 5 and finish in the top 5 with Mr. Tannehill, with offensive weapons that he has around him.
Man, I like it. I like it. He is trending upward. He's starting to get some love. Good selection. That's your first quarterback.
I found that Rich and I tend to be very much on the same page when it comes to players and picks.
Teammate was kind of hoping he fell to me here.
Yeah, same here.
So I'm gonna pick up the slack elsewhere though, because apparently you guys just don't like good players. We're gonna go with Devonta Adams. Why not in the 3rd round?
Man, you're really getting ready to make that trade with your other roster. Right, there goes Devonta Adams.
Late round quarterback.
Yeah. The 9th team is Nate. This is your second team so far. You got Nick Chubb. You got Aaron Rodgers. Where are we going? Nate's probably pissed you took Adams, by the way.
No. I can't just stack it the whole thing. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I'm going to go wide receiver here. I would have liked Adams, but dynasty-wise, like I said, I think the best is yet to come for this young man, Justin Jefferson. Oh, shoot, hit the wrong button. My bad, guys. Rookie here. But like I said, Justin Jefferson, I think regardless of who the quarterback is, he's going to perform, whether it's Kellen Mond, I hope not, or Kirk Kissing Cousins. So.
All right, so there's Justin Jefferson. That's going to start a bit of a wide receiver run because I'm up. I got Herbert. I got Burrow. I'm going to go with my wide receiver 3. I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb. So sign me up, CeeDee Lamb. Slot him in with these 2 young stud quarterbacks. And now the 11th team is Mike. Mike, who we select? Eckler. Austin Eckler is off the board. I was considering him. I like that selection. He's a PPR monster. You know he's going to ball out.
Yeah.
Joe, you're on the clock. Snake style. You got Russell Wilson and Kamara. Where are we going here?
Hey, we're going to snake it. And I'm going to do
first Travis Kelce.
Tight ends off the board. And I'm going to take – oh, man, that's – all right. It's harder than I thought. But I'm going to do it.
DeAndre Hopkins. That's Old Faithful. It's fitting that he goes to Arizona, where the last Old Faithful was, and Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
I feel like his career is just going to be just like that. And he's really not that old. I think he's only like 27, Hopkins.
Yeah, I'm not sure of his age. Forever. Yeah, I know he's not in his 30s, and it does seem like he's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but he's still got some gas in the tank. You'll be fine there. Yeah. All right. Mike is adding Stephon Diggs to the roster of Murray, Lawrence, and Eckler. So add Stephon Diggs there. I am up. Do I want to go running back here, or do I want to go back to the wide receiver? Well, I got my wide receiver 3. My wide receiver 4 is off the board. That's Jefferson. My wide receiver 5 is off the board. That's Diggs. My wide receiver 6 is off the board. That's Davante Adams. My wide receiver 7 is still available. Do I want to go that route, or do I want to go running back here? I feel like this next selection is a statement selection. I'm going to go with David Montgomery, all right? My running back 12, adding David Montgomery. I think he's going to be fine for me. Running back 1 numbers this year, add him to Herbert, Burrow, and Lamb. Now we got team 9 is on the clock, and that is Nate with your second team. Go ahead.
I'm going to take a running back here that, well, I've been high on for a couple of years, and he's kind of disappointed. And I don't, like I said, whether it's the poor line or poor coaching, but I think, I don't know if I think, it's just a shot in the dark. I just really hope Joe Mixon does something better this year. Like I said, he's got all the talent in the world, just hasn't really shown much. So that's where I'm going, though.
I agree, Nate.
Joe Mixon's got to happen eventually.
He was on my radar, yeah. I was hoping he was going to fall to me, but I didn't think so.
It's worth the pick there. It's worth the risk. High risk, high reward, man. All right, Joshua, where are you going?
Man, it's a little tough here now. The other ones were pretty easy for this team. I'm going to continue this is a win now team. I'm going for it. So I am going to go ahead and grab my tight end 1 here.
Darren Waller is off the board. So Kelsey went last pick in the 3rd round. Waller goes with the 5th pick of the 4th round. So tight ends are starting to go. 7 team is on the clock. Rich, this is your second team. Go ahead.
I love that Waller pick, man. I really do. I don't know. He's just on a great team and everything. He's probably my number 1 tight end, too, and everything. So. But with that being said, I'm going to be going DK Metcalf here. Get a big young receiver. Still a lot of potential there. Down the road, 10 years down the road, be throwing over 1,000-yard receiving yards.
Like it. DK Metcalf is off the board. Mike is back up. He went Edwards-Helaire last pick. He's going with Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas, what a fall from grace he has had. I'm really interested to see how he produces this season because I was pretty high on Michael Thomas, like coming out first few years and then, a little bit of character concerns and then Drew Brees retiring, but he's still a dude. So let's see if he performs like one. All right, Joshua, you're quarterback heavy here. Prescott, Hurts, Fields, where are we going?
I guess I'll take a non-quarterback, I suppose. There's still I got a running back 1 still on the board after almost 4 rounds. Let's go ahead and grab Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs off the board. Rich loves that pick as well. He will let you know. He's shaking his head there.
Yeah, I think there's a cliff here after those guys. I mean, I probably would take Montgomery or Eckler after him, but those guys have all been taken, so he's kind of the last of a –
Here's a spoiler alert. Here's a spoiler alert. I have a guy ranked higher than David Montgomery, but he's really low on the rankings, so I missed him. He's not on my first page, so I really should have taken him above Montgomery. So there's a spoiler. I still have a running back 1 left. Nate, you're on the clock. You've taken Allen, Jones, and Swift. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was kind of looking around to see what way I want to go, and I think now that go wide receiver here and say now that Julio's gone, I think Ridley kind of obviously stepped up last year with Julio being hurt and, did just fine with, like I said, the other team's top coverage. Sorry, couldn't talk for a second. So, like I said, Calvin Ridley here. It was close with another wide receiver that I'm sure you'll probably take right now. But
Later. I'll do him after. I got to take a quarterback here, but I will get him before you go.
I know.
I'm going to go with Trey Lance. All right, give me Trey Lance. He's my dynasty quarterback 8. So now I got Mahomes, Gibson, Brown, and Lance. I'm feeling pretty good. Rich, you went 3 quarterbacks in a row. Where are we going? McCaffrey, Akers, Dobbins. What's next?
Henry Ruggs.
I don't know if he knows. He's on, you're on mute, Rich.
I figured you're just going to go with a Raider.
Yeah, I'm going young with this team after having McCaffrey starting out. Go with Ja'Marr Chase.
I like it. That's my dynasty wide receiver 10 right there. Good selection. All right, Joseph, you're on the clock. Snaking it. Go ahead.
And, Coach, I was just about to – I wanted to take Trey Lance with this pick.
Not going to happen.
Let's see. All right, I'm going young as well, guys. I'm going to go young as well. And who is going to be the first one? Let's see. Do I do this guy? Who am I going to give the honors to? All right, so it's going to be this guy. You will see right now.
Well, you can't put it in. You got to say it.
Sound like?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry, guys. Okay. I'm going Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts.
Future Hall of Famer.
Gone.
Getting this team a tight end. And on the snake, on the turnaround, I am going – listen, there's some proven running backs ahead of this guy, but I think he's on the right team for him. And I think he's going to do well this year, and especially the way this NFL team loves to run the ball. I'm going with Trey Sermon.
You scared me. I thought you were going to go with the guy that I had, but I like it. Trey Sermon is gone. All right, Rich, you are up. Rich got no quarterbacks. No, and – you're not on mute, so you're good.
Yeah, I love that. I love that zero QB strategy in a super flex league. So I'm going to keep that trend going with drafting another receiver that just signed a contract this year and got the goat throwing to him. I'll be drafting Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin is off the board. All right, I'm up. I got Mahomes. I got Gibson. I got Brown. I got Lance. Me and Nate are talking about a player. His name is Terry McLaurin. All right, you put him in there. I'll take him, but I'm nervous about that Washington football team stack. You know what I mean? Having Gibson, having McLaurin, I'm putting a lot on that offense, especially with the team that's going to be playing defensive football, you know? So I feel like they're going to be playing – they're going to be holding a lead. I don't know how much they're going to throw, but McLaurin is my wide receiver 9. You know what I'm saying? So I got to take him. He's my dynasty wide receiver 9, so he's off the board. You were up, Nate.
Hey, he's got Fitzmagic thrown to him now, so.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm excited. That's going to be a lot of fun. I said he's going to
– yeah.
It's going to be good.
I think McLaurin can just completely go off this year.
Nate, where are we going, man?
Well, I don't know if I really need a running back, but I'm going to take one here because I don't know if he'll make it back or not. He was probably pre-draft, I think he was almost number one for me, which I don't care if you don't like that or not. And I don't think his counterpart in Denver is going to be there much longer. So, Mr. Javonte Williams.
That's the other guy. That's my running back 11. That's who I missed because he was on my second page of notes there. That's good selection. Good selection. That's a steal there. All right, the fifth team is on the clock. That is Joshua. Go ahead.
I'm still looking at it here. I got a couple good options. You guys finally cleaned up not many quarterbacks went off. I was looking at Lance earlier. But you did snag him. So I think we'll go back to wide receiver. Just grab someone up here at the top here, get some depth. Going by my ranks, it's going to have to be DJ Moore.
DJ Moore is off the board.
Gosh, darn it.
Sam Darnold, DJ Moore. They're going to be a thing this year. Mike is on the clock. Dirty Jobs went with George Kittle, 4 tight ends off the board, and Kittle was the 4th. That's still kind of odd to me that's going to be a thing, but good value there. Rich, I believe this is you, Team 7. Who are we taking?
I am going running back here, young, Mr. Travis Etienne.
There's a cliff. We just hit another cliff, gentlemen, after that selection. Joshua, where are we going?
I think I might take maybe not looking down through. Nah, we're not. Because I don't think that cliff is quite there. Not quite yet. I just want to double check there's not a wide receiver I want to take instead. But I don't think so. So I'm going to go double check in here. Nope, he's still there. I'm going to go ahead and go with Chris Carson. I think I can actually make that pick. Yeah.
Okay, so this team
pretty solid as a running back 3.
You're loaded at running back right now. All right, the 9th team is on the clock, and that is Nate. Go ahead, Nate.
Well, I was looking around, and I don't know. I got, like I said, I like my running backs I got now. You know what? I don't know. I'm not sure what old Urban Meyer's doing. So let's see what old James Robinson does here. I'm not sure why he has Travis Etienne running routes and things like that. I think that's kind of ridiculous because, I mean, I don't know. But like I said, I think Robinson still has some value left, and hopefully it's not totally gone. So
I'm gonna add some win now to this roster. Okay, I got Herbert, I got Burrow, I got Lamb, I got Montgomery. Give me Keenan Allen. All right, let me stack Keenan Allen with Justin Herbert here. I like it. And then 11th team is on the clock. Mike, Dirty Jobs, where are we going, my friend? Throw it in the chat. Yes, he did. Michael Carter, New York Jets, running back. So throw him in there at pick number 11. If we weren't at the cliff before, I do believe we are there now with Carter. Carter was my 22nd overall running back. So he is off the board. Joe, you're on the clock, two back-to-back selections.
Yeah, and that's who I was going to take, and I do need another running back. This guy scares me. A lot of talent, but the injury history, and he's not playing in the best team right now, but I do need a second running back for this team. So I'm going to take the plunge.
Miles Sanders, okay.
Yeah, Sanders, not crazy about the pick. And here's another guy who
– Here's a guy.
He'll be battling it out for the starting – I guess the number one wide receiver position, but I'm going to run with him right now.
Amari Cooper. Love it. Okay, 11th team is on the board. It's Dirty Jobs again. He's going Zach Moss. Okay, so he's got some running back value right here. Well, I think one of those two guys, it's a good chance one of them hits. I was pretty high on Moss last year. I think I might have given up on him too early. I am on the clock, and I'm going to pull a move out of Joshua's playbook, and I'm going to go with Zach Wilson. All right, I don't necessarily need a quarterback, but this is a high upside play right here. If he hits, I'm in really good shape. So let me add Zach Wilson to my quarterback room of Herbert and Burrow, especially with Burrow coming off an injury. So now we got Nate, your second team is on the clock.
So I'm going to go – I guess I might as well go tight end here. I think it's about time. Big fan last year, and hopefully he's another safety blanket for Lamar Jackson going down the road. So Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews is off the board. Joshua, you are back on the clock.
I'm going to grab my first quarterback here finally. I think he's worth it. You're going to go with Stafford.
You son of a gun, Nate said. That's a drop.
You love to hear it.
That's how I almost went with.
All right, Rich, your second team is up.
Yeah, with this one, I'm going to go QB here, too. I'm going to go Tua Tagovailoa.
All right, we added Tua. I like that. Tua Tagovailoa is off the board. So that now you got Tannehill and Tua. So we're looking pretty good there. Mike, Dirty Jobs on the clock. What do we pick? This is a very hard selection for Mike. He's got Dalvin Cook. He's got Deshaun Watson. He's got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's got Michael Thomas. He's got George Kittle. I feel like he's probably going to go quarterback with this selection. And he's thinking about it, though. It's a tough one. There's one team with no quarterbacks yet, and that's Rich. There's a few teams with only one quarterback, and he is one of them. So Mike is on the clock, and he's about to pencil in his selection, and it's Mike Evans. He said, screw your quarterback. I don't need one. All right, Joshua, you're up. Go ahead.
I needed him to take just another minute more. I'm trying to pick between positions here and trying to decide where the point advantage lies here. And I think it still lands with, yeah. So I'm going to go here. Oh, this is going to work out so beautifully. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go Allen Robinson. I got the Fields stack there too. Love it.
Allen Robinson's off the board. Nate, you're on the clock. Go ahead.
So I'm going to take my second quarterback here. Very close to my top 10.
Tom Brady.
No. He's got a new home. I'm pumped for it. I know Justin is too, as well as Uncle Steve. So, like I said, I'm very excited to see Carson Wentz this year, and that's who we're going to go with.
Carson Wentz.
That's who I was going to take, Nate.
All right. So I am on the board. I got Mahomes. I got Gibson. I got Brown. I got Lance. I got McLaurin. And, man, where am I going to go here? I like a guy, Jerry Jeudy. give me Jerry Jeudy. I'm pretty high on him. He's my wide receiver 17. I'm adding him. I got A.J. Brown. I got McLaurin. I got Jerry Jeudy. And I think Jerry Judy's going to break out. And if Aaron Rodgers ends up in Denver, it's on. All right, Rich, your first team is on the clock. Go ahead.
Do I push the envelope one more time? I believe not. I will be drafting Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield is off the board. Joe, you are up for two picks. Now, everybody, we're about to get into the seventh round. We're at the 55-minute mark. So let's try to crush these next three rounds so we can get this thing done in about an hour 10. So, Joe, go ahead with your next two selections.
Tom Brady.
For real? All right.
I think he's going to be around for 10 – he'll be around for 10 more years, and he'll have a heck of a cast to throw to.
Tom Brady is off the – I mean, in sixth round, that's – I get it. It's win, that's a win-now selection. All right, so Tom Brady, it's about time he –
and on the snake, I'm taking Kenny Galladay.
Kenny G. Some New York Giant love right there.
That's right, baby.
All right, so Kenny Galladay is off the board. Rich, go ahead.
Simple, easy, Mr. Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, that's Homer. Simple. That was easy. Okay, now I need a running back, man, bad. But do I need one that bad to just pick one? Man, what the hell? I can't not have a running back, too. Dang, hot dog. I guess I'll – man, and I just said we got to kind of speed through this thing, and here I am. This might be my toughest selection. Let me go Myles Gaskin. What the hell? Give me Myles Gaskin. Hopefully he at least starts this year and gives me running back one numbers, and I could worry about getting a rookie running back next year. Nate, you're on the clock.
I'm going to go real quick here. I don't need the shiny new toy with Joe Burrow. Give me T. Higgins.
T. Higgins is off the board. Team five, who is that? Team five is Joshua. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got some of my other positions, so I'm feeling okay now. I'm going to keep putting on the pressure. This guy's fallen way too far. Keeps getting disrespect. We're going Kirk Cousins.
Kirk kissing Cousins, right, Nate?
Hell yeah.
All right. Mike, you are on the clock with your selection. Ooh, Sam Darnold. I like it. Fortune favors the bold. That's a bold selection. The seventh team on the board. That's Rich with your second team. Go ahead, Rich.
Mr. Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. All right, Cooper Kupp is gone. Joshua, you are back on the board. Go ahead.
Yeah, this team's pretty ticked off at team five right now. This team really wanted Kirk Cousins to fall, but he didn't. I don't think it's a reach. Not quite a reach. I'm going to go ahead and grab Matt Ryan. This is the win now team. I'm going to get some win now points in my super flex.
All right, Matt Ryan is selected. Nate, with your second team, go ahead.
I think I'll just go receiver here. I was going to do something different, but I won't. Give me Julio. Like I said, see what he does in his new home.
Julio is gone. He's off the board. Justin would love that selection because Justin still has him as wide receiver 13. Man, do I reach here or do I not? Do I just take value? Let me see. What's available at tight end? Tight end. Let me go TJ Hockenson. Give me Hockenson. I'll add Hockenson to that roster. All right, the 11th selection is up. Mike D, Dirty Jobs. Who are we taking? Deontay off the board. Joe, you're up 4-2.
Let me unmute here. Yeah, this is definitely getting tougher here.
Your boy's still out there, man. Your boy.
My boy. I think we're talking about the same person, and he would be a good, nice young player to hold on to. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go. Now I know who I think you're talking about. You know what? I'm going to go with
a Waddle. Okay, Waddle.
Future pick.
So Jalen Waddle's off the board with his first selection, and he's currently considering his options for his second selection.
He's the sleeper pick of the draft.
Danny Dimes. That's who I was talking about. I knew it. That's your boy. I mean, you had one quarterback. It couldn't have worked out any better for you.
Let's see. We'll roll the dice.
What's that, Joe? I'm sorry.
Support my guy. I'm going to roll the dice.
You got to, man. You got to. I mean, and that's value right there. Eighth round, you got a starting quarterback. It's your second quarterback. All right, so who do we have on the clock with the 11th selection? That is Dirty Jobs himself. DJ Chark, DJ Chark is off the board. He took the wide receiver two in Jacksonville. That's all right. He can't defend himself. He can't defend himself, so I can say that. All right, I am up. He muted me. That's him defending himself.
That's how we defend ourselves around here. I just remove people on that kind of thing.
I respect that.
DJ Chark is, I almost agree, but I think he's going to be the wide receiver one. And to get back to Deshaun Watson, even though it was forever ago, I really think a lot of those, I think he's going to get away on these allegations, at least for this year. I think that might be a fluke coming out of the same lawyer and everything like that. But and then the other, I think he's going to play in Houston. So, but I'll hop back off now.
Catch you later. All right, so I poked the bear, and the bear came out. I'm going to go Damian Harris. Joshua, hopefully you can make me feel good about that selection. I need a running back, too. I liked what I saw from him last year. So Damian Harris is now my running back, too. I'm feeling all right. And the ninth team is on the clock. That's Nate. Oh, go ahead, Joshua.
When you said you needed a running back that last round, you ended up going Hawkinson, but I was thinking Harris at the time. So
good. So you're happy with it. I like it. All right, so Damian Harris is gone. And now we have Nate's second team. Go ahead.
I need a second quarterback, and he's going to have 1 year, maybe two. Don't care. Give me Fitz. He'll sling it all over the yard.
Fitz, oh, magic.
This is nice. I'm going to go Bobby Trees, stack him up with Stafford there.
All right, now we're rolling. Now we're rolling. Rich, your second team is on the board, on the clock, rather. Rich is muted.
He's got that button on his mic. He just keeps hitting it.
Man, my bad, man. I'm going with there's Mr. Ayuk.
Between Ayuk or Woods for me. I had to go with the stack, but I like it.
Just so you guys know, here's another tease. Brandon Ayuk's my wide receiver 21, Dynasty. I got him pretty high, so I like that selection. Oh, Juju Smith-Schuster is off the board.
Okay, hey, actually, can I change that? Because that was an accidental grab right there. I actually wanted Adam Thielen, but, I mean, if that matters. I can't believe Adam Thielen's still hanging around down there.
Oh, Nate just – who's what?
I just noticed that.
Nope. You have to remove both of those and then put in.
All right. So we're having a little bit of a hiccup.
Yeah, that's my bad. Sorry, guys. I should have just stayed out and just been good with Juju.
It's good. So we're going to reverse. We got to reverse both picks. Oh, Nate's doing it. Nate's picking this thing.
Look at Nate tearing it up.
Nate's tearing it up. Oh. Right there goes Thielen. Joshua, I mean, who do you want?
It's a dynasty, and that's why he's fallen. But I think it's pretty appropriate at this point that he goes still. You know, I got a lot of good players. Do I really have to go running back? I probably would have considered Harris there, here. You know, I think I'm going to go this way because he's a solid running back, too, at worst. But I'm really surprised he's fallen down here because he was a borderline running back one last year. It's Kareem Hunt.
Kareem, the dream. Off the board, Nate, you're up.
So I was going to.
Jordan Love. I like it. Are we hearing good things about him yet, Nate? Is there starting to be some good buzz yet? Because people have to burn on him for a while.
It's OTAs. I don't listen to it. I mean, it's the same coverage every single day against the same guys. So I don't listen.
Yeah, it seems like the media is just trying to crush this guy. So hopefully they're wrong. All right, I'm up.
Yeah, I think they are.
I'm going to go with Noah Fant. So let me add Noah Fant. So I got Fant. I got Hawkinson on my rosters. I'm feeling pretty good at young tight end. Rich, you're on the clock.
I did it again, and I was not muted again. I am going Mr. Claypool.
Chase Claypool's off the board. Joseph, you're on the clock. Last pick of the eighth, first pick of the ninth.
All right, and it is getting tougher. Okay, you know what? For the future, I'm looking at wide receivers. I've got some good proven guys there. You know what? I'm going to go with Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett is gone. All right. Who's next? Goldberg. And
then, let's see.
No one then.
Give me Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake. Okay, he is gone. Kenyon Drake is off the board. Now, Rich, you are on the clock. You are not muted. All is well in the world. Go ahead.
I'm making this pick for Dirty Mike over there, Mr. Cortland Sutton.
Good, good. I'm glad you did that because he needed to go. And I felt like I couldn't stack him with Jerry Jeudy, so I couldn't take him there. Makes me feel a lot better about my next selection. I'm going to go Laviska Shenault, the wide receiver one in Jacksonville. This dude's going to tear it up this season. Visca, two live, balling out. Nate, you're on the clock. Go ahead. Ronald Jones, solid pick, especially earlier in the year. So I think Fournette's their late season guy. Ronald Jones will get you decent numbers early in the season. All right, Team 5 is on the clock. And that is Joshua. Go ahead, Joshua.
I can let this guy sit around in case he doesn't start around right away. We're going Mac Jones.
Mac. The Mac yes. pack, the Big Mac out there in New England. I like it. All right, Mike is on the clock. Chase Edmonds, that was quick. With the quickness, he came in there. All right, 17. Is that Rich? Yes, yeah, it is. Rich team two. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to go Chase Edmonds there, but now with him being gone, I'm going to go Mr. Devontae Smith.
Ooh, wide receiver, Philadelphia. Joshua, you are on the clock.
Yeah, it's a little tougher now. Stupid team five, man.
Stupid team.
Taking all my late quarterbacks. I guess I'll bypass here. And I'm going to lean in. We're going to go a little bit of youth in here. I can't believe it's this late, especially if Devonta Smith just went, so it's appropriate. I'm going to go with Bateman.
Bateman. Okay, the rookie wide receiver four. Not bad. Okay, team nine.
Pardon me, rookie wide receiver two.
No. That was a dig, so I'm glad you responded. All right, Jameis Winston's off the board. All right, I'm going to go with the rookie wide receiver three. I'm going to go with Elijah Moore. So give me Elijah Moore here, and I'm stacking him. Zach Wilson. So I got Elijah Moore. The 11th team is up, and that is Dirty Jobs. Go ahead. He's going with Hunter Henry, I'm assuming. Say it's probably the only Henry, I think, still available. Yes. Hunter Henry off the board. Cousin Joe, final picks for team two.
Snaking it? Okay. Ooh.
I'm a snake.
Yeah. Oh, man. It is lean. You know what? Here's a guy who I assume he's going to be the starter on this team, and it's not going to be a good team, but he's got to start, I believe. Oh, my gosh. Can't believe I'm taking him. All right. David Johnson.
Well, think about it. It's David Johnson, Philip Lindsay, and Mark Ingram out there. So he's got good odds. He's got good odds. So there goes David Johnson. Who's next?
Let's see. All right. So we will go here. Let's hope for a bounce back here.
OBJ. That's a high upside play. I was looking at that name too, man, because you could just –
there we go.
You know, he could blow up. He could blow up.
At this point, why not?
Why not? All right, Mike, you are up. All better end of season than Miles. Mike, who are we taking here? Debo Samuel. All right, I love it. Debo's off the board. I am up. You know what I'm going to do here? So, Joe, what you did, you went high upside. I like that. All right. But here, I think I got upside early. I think I got to go for a little bit of a long-term play. All right, I'm going to go with Tony Pollard. All right, in the instance, I don't think I'm going to be able to start him. If Zeke ever does go down, he's the guy. And then maybe he's the running back of the future. Who knows? But might be a little bit of a reach, but I'm going to take him because I got Damian Harris earlier, and I'm not certain about that. But all right, Michael Pittman just went off the board at the 9th selection for Nate. I like that selection. And Joshua, your final pick, go ahead with your second team. Dallas Goedert's off the board. The picks are flying off. We went Pollard, Pittman, Goddard. Next,
I'm gonna make it hurt. You know, I'm gonna take Paige out of Team Five's book and make it hurt at tight end position for the rest of you.
Rich is thinking.
I am going with the number one running back for this team, Mike Davis.
Mike Davis, about time, right? He went off the board, so Mike Davis is gone. From one Mike to another, Dirty Jobs. Mike is on the clock. Michael Gallup, yeah, another Mike. It's a triangle of Mikes. Davis, Gallup, Mike D, Dirty Jobs. All right, the 5th pick, Joshua. Go ahead.
I'm not going with a Mike. no, this guy, this team five is not going after tight end. I don't know what that teammate was thinking. As if I would take a tight end before we get deep into double digits. I'm gonna go with Will Fuller.
Will.
You don't even play double-digit games. Come on.
Will's in the upside down, guys. That's a Stranger Things joke. You guys might not get that.
Wide receiver three. I use my wide receiver 25 overall, I think, something like that. So I'll take him in the 10th.
All right, Nate, your final selection of the evening.
I was pretty high here on him prior to. Nah, you know what? Not doing it. Going where I want to go. A.J. Dillon.
A.J. D. A.J. Dillon is off the board, and now I'm up. What the hell am I going to do, guys? I don't know what I'm going to do here. Give me Terrace Marshall. All right, I'll go with another wide receiver. I'll just keep adding up. Give me Terrace Marshall, the wide receiver out of LSU out there in Carolina. That's my final selection. Rich Gonzalez, your final selection in the draft. Go ahead.
Mr. Mike Gesicki.
Gesicki, another Mike. This is the round of Mikes. Final pick of the evening, Cousin Joe. Let's hear it.
And you know what? We're just going to go with Okay. You know what? I was looking at this guy anyway.
Oh, geez.
He's going to have a good year this year. You know, give me Logan Thomas, tight end, Washington.
Logan Thomas. Okay. So Logan Thomas wraps it up. Washington football team. Gentlemen, we are finished with this mock, all right? An hour and 13 minutes in. I'm sure we're going to be writing articles about this, and you're going to be seeing those over at FusionFFB.com. Not going to keep you here too much longer. I'm going to wrap this thing up. I want to let everybody know today's episode is brought to you by Primetime Sports Talk, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure to head to PrimetimeSportsTalk.com to check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, PrimetimeSportsTalk.com, your go-to spot for sports content. So like I said, sure you're going to be seeing an article recapping this mock. I'll take the link from this mock. I'll throw it in the show notes so you can check it out. I would check it out on YouTube if you're listening to it, because you'll be able to see the actual draft board in there if you're interested on that, if you're taking notes, if you're getting ready for a rookie draft. I'm going to just let you guys know where you can follow everybody who's in here right now. I'm on Twitter at Coach Sheps. Nate is at Nate_Dirt19. Rich is at R. Gonzalez, RM. Joe is at Joe J underscore Clark. Mike is at DirtyJobs21. Joshua has at FusionFFB and at generally_wear. And just so you know, you don't have to remember all that or write it down, because that's going to be in the show notes as well. You can find Joshua's work over at FusionFFB.com. Fellas, am I missing anything, or have I covered it all?
We are looking good.
I think we're all good.
We're good. We're good. Joshua, you got anything to say before we cut this thing loose?
Had fun, guys. Thanks for inviting me.
All right. And then also Mike's in the background. That's Dirty Jobs over there. I believe, Mike. It's Dirty Jobs 21. So Mike, thanks for running the background tonight, man. It was very appreciated. Usually, you know, Justin's my safety blanket, and you stepped in for him this evening.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. It's always a pleasure to be able to help out, especially somebody like him who's you know, all of us are definitely thinking about you right now, bud, and hopefully everything's going good there, and keep us posted and keep it real, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Everybody, have a good evening. We'll catch you all next week. Take care.
Take care, everyone. Have a great night.
Later.